Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. This is Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And we are here with our 27th episode. This will be our pre-holiday episode here. And then we're going to kind of take a break next week. And we will be back in 2017 with lots of more great information. So we had a lot of really good feedback from the Keep Your Exercise Simple episode. That was episode 26. So if you haven't listened to episode 26, go ahead and hit pause and run back and listen to that one. And this week for episode 27, we're going to continue to build on that idea of keeping things simple. And we're going to talk a little bit about the definition of functional training and maybe talk about some things that used to be widely used or characterized as functional training that, based on the more recent research and some just logic, we want to try and get away from. So we talk about functional training. The idea with functional training is that you're training doing things you're going to do on a regular basis. So let's say that you are somebody who loves the outdoors, hiking, rock climbing, all that sort of thing. You know, for you, functional training might be doing some hill repeats. It might be doing high step-ups onto a box. It might be doing some balance exercises, maybe some single-leg deadlift things. But the idea with the functional training is that it can be directly related to your goal of what you're trying to do, and you could almost envision the activity that you're training for in the exercise. Now, this does not need to be the only type of training that you're doing, but it's a good way to just define what we're talking about when we talk about functional training. So, you know, for example, if you are training for golf, all the exercises you do not need to look like a golf swing. In fact, you could benefit from squats, and there's a lot of other things you could benefit from that don't look like a golf swing. Now, we talk about functional training, where we want to try and spend most of the time today is talking about instability training. And it used to be that this idea that functional training used to, everything needed to be an unstable surface. You know, we wanted to try and make things as hard as possible by making the surface as non-compliant or as unstable as you can make it. And in reality, what they've found is that this is actually detrimental to your goals or your training effect, because if the surface is unstable, you will train your body to produce less power, and therefore the movement will be less efficient. So the example that I was using, we just got done kind of talking about this here. Every couple weeks we have a little sit down meeting and a chat with all the trainers here at Gold's, and I always like to try and come up with something to talk about that is slightly controversial, newer, something to keep everybody on their toes. And this week we talked about why they should get rid of the BOSU balls and quit using them, or use them way more infrequently than they're being used currently. And the biggest reason is you put somebody on a BOSU ball and you make them do an exercise, and the thought was, well, if they're working to balance and working to stay upright, then they're working that much harder, and then they will get way more out of the activity. In reality, the entire time you're on that BOSU ball, your brain is really afraid that you are going to fall off that BOSU ball. And so it doesn't let you produce very strong contractions, and it makes you really, really hesitant, and you're not going to fire the muscles in as good a pattern as if you were off of it. So because of muscle memory and all these different things, you actually train the muscle to perform in a way you don't want it to perform. And because of that, that's not a great way to train. Think about if you were to train with for a baseball swing with a gigantic bat. Well, it's gonna mess up your swing. You would never do that. Well, you don't wanna train on a unstable surface to perform on a stable surface. So let's say you have a soccer player, a basketball player, something like that, or let's just say that you are a regular recreational athlete and you are getting out and starting to do different things and you're looking to build up your training, well, if you want to incorporate squats into your training, grab some weight and squat on a stable, hard surface, the ground. Don't decrease that weight and stand on an unstable surface with the idea that you're getting more out of it. Now, that being said, there are certain places where these things have a place. Certain types of rehab exercises where we're trying to get a little neurologic confusion and we're trying to do things, especially maybe coming back from an ankle sprain, we're trying to get your ankle to have better proprioception, better awareness in space. That's a great place for it, but at a very low level. We don't need to be on a Bosu ball for that. We could be on a pillow, we can be on a foam cushion. The other thing is that I remember taking a course from Mike Boyle, and one of the things that he said is, as a strength coach or a physical therapist, your first job is to make sure that someone doesn't get hurt while they're exercising with you. And so for the general public, if you're coming to the gym to try and get healthier or stay healthy, your first goal needs to be to make sure you don't get hurt trying to make yourself better or keep yourself healthy. And the risk of standing on this thing and doing some of the things you see people do on them is just not worth the reward, especially when there isn't actually a reward. According to some of the newer research, there's actually a detrimental effect to doing it. So not only does it not help you, but it can actually make you less efficient, therefore making you worse. And so when you start to plan your training routine, you start to look at some of this stuff, then stay away from these unstable surfaces. You can create difficulty in the exercise by being on one leg. Let's say you have a load. Let's say you're doing a overhead squat or maybe a front squat. Maybe dangle a kettlebell off a band from the weight. So you're going to get that instability and that core activation due to unevenness of the load, but not from unevenness of the surface that you're standing on, because it's that uneven surface that you're standing on that will decrease that power output of those muscles. And so what we would really like to see more people get into is uneven loading, maybe unilateral loading. If you're going to do something, maybe hold the weight just on one side. But I felt like this really ties in well to what we talked about yesterday, because it's again back to that idea of keeping things simple. You don't need as much equipment, you don't need as much stuff, and you're going to get more out of it. So that is what we have for this week. Hope everybody has a great holiday. Enjoy yourselves, and we will see everybody right back here next year. As always, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and all the other places that people seem to find podcasts that I've never heard of, and they tell me that we're there. So subscribe, leave us some reviews. We really appreciate it, and keep the comments coming and the topic suggestions coming. Thank you very much. Have a great day.